This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Take yourself back for a moment to that time when we first learned about the name Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. We learned about Brian's safe return home and silence. And oh, by the way, I have Gabby's car and I'm just going to my parents' house and we're going to lock the door and not speak to anyone. That was an extremely bizarre thing to have happen. And now, obviously, we know what happened after that. Brian ended up going to the woods and killing himself. And there was a large piece of time where the parents of Brian Laundrie did not speak, did not communicate anything to anyone, including the Petito family, the girlfriend of their son, the girl that lived in the very house that they lived in for a good period of time. You have two grieving parents scared out of their minds that what on earth has happened to my daughter? And the shared concern, the shared anxiety and misery that a parent must be going through at that moment in time was not at all seemingly shared by the Laundries to them. You would think that'd be the first couple, the first group of people that would get together and go, how can we find out what's going on? How can we help find Gabby? They didn't say jack shit. Their son went away to go kill himself and they still stayed silent. I think it's very questionable of how an individual operates that way. Is it a crime? I don't know. Maybe if they're aiding and abetting. Is it a serious flaw in character? Oh my God, it is. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss that. As Brian showed up at the house with her car, take it from there. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, and we would expect that they knew their son well enough to know that there were issues around anger. There had been a lot of volatility in that relationship, and we can't help but think they had some degree of awareness that something very bad had happened to Gabby. And then we wonder, well, what kind of enabling parents wouldn't try to do the right thing, you know? I believe there's the lawsuit now, right? With Gabby's parents are suing them. And this is, it's a really sad, sad thing when parents will enable their kids to get away with murder.
And it's so bizarre. It's because this is a weird thing. I'm trying to put myself in this situation as a parent and go, okay, someone that one of my kids is dating and they go off and they're old enough and they do the little round the country trip. And then one comes back and then the other ones, I don't know where she is. I don't know. As the parents, I don't know how you just go, okay, well, let's go camping. And, and then Gabby's parents are like, well, why wouldn't you guys talk to us? I mean, we've had a good relationship in the past. Gabby even lived with those people for a period of time. What is that? Where they basically just isolated themselves from everyone and wouldn't speak? Were they trying to protect their son? Was it some sort of shame that, you know, they knew damn well their son probably did this and we're not going to do ourselves any favors by speaking out loud? It just seems ridiculously cold-hearted, but was it more of a self-protection maneuver that really just went way too far?
Yeah, it could go either way. It could be, you know our son has a lot of problems, but we love him so much, we're just not going to see it. And it could also be that they were frozen in a way and just didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So let's pretend it's not happening. What looks fairly obvious to everyone else, we're just choosing not to see it because we don't know how to handle this. But it would be really interesting to talk with them and try and get into their mindset at the time.
It would be. And I wonder if we'll learn more about that as these upcoming trials progress. And I'm curious, I wonder if any of this would end up being tried criminally. I mean, I know, you're not an attorney, but just from your experience, do you see any of the behavior that they you know, exhibited to be possibly criminal? I mean, would it be aiding and abetting if they had known earlier on that Brian, in fact, had killed Gabby, whether it be accidentally or what have you, but them not coming forward and saying anything?
Yeah, you know, it's possible there's something that they could be tried about, but it would probably be hard to prove what they knew and when they knew it.
Mm-hmm.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Oh, the crazy world that we live in. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of the breaking updates on the stories that we are following for you right here. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts as well. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.